But like I say, I mean, I appreciate I'm a lucky man, you know, but I'm just a bloke. Every now and again, I like to skive. You know, I think it's a man's thing. I just like to skive off for a bit. And if I get enough time, I like to go to my favourite shop, which is Lidl. Oh, I love Lidl, don't you? Oh, I can feel a few brethren out there going, yeah. I like it down there too. What I like about it is because I don't recognise any of the products. It's like being on holiday, isn't it? It's somewhere like Moldova. I just go, I don't know what stuff is. I go, oh, look at that, scronschbloff. I don't know if it's butter or mastic. Often I just buy loads of stuff just to take it home, see what it is. But look at this, love, puffin hearts. Oh, a bit like olives. Oh, look at this. Wasps cooked in their own business. And one other thing I like about it is that they've kept everything fairly basic. It's very simple, isn't it? You know, it's less a supermarket, more like some kind of famine relief centre. But what I really like about it, Dan, is at the checkout, they don't offer you the bag for life, do they? They don't go in for what I call the bag for life shit. Don't give me that motherfucking bag for life shit, lady. Yeah, that confuses them. Yeah. Because I hate that. I hate the bag for life thing. I think because I'm out shopping. I don't want to think about my own death, you know? I'm just getting a few bits and bobs. Don't want to consider the end. And you know, bag for life? You know what? I'm not even sure if I want these genitals for life. I don't believe in God. I think we're on this planet once. Why not try everything? That went down well, didn't it? I'm not saying I want a vagina. No! No, you've got me all wrong. No. No. No, just maybe something furry, like a meerkat would be nice. Oh, that's lovely, that is. That is. Oh, that's so soft. Have a feel. But also, the bag for life thing is, you know, do you know why they last so long, those bags for life, right? Because you never fucking use them, do you? I'm always at the checkout going, oh, bollocks! I've forgotten it again! I've got a cummerbund at home that's seen more action. The only way I remember the bags for life, if I had them sewn into the sleeves of my jacket, like mittens. The way kids do, like that. And I just walk around with two bags for life. You got your bag for life? Too bloody right I have, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm ready, yeah. Now fill it with vodka and fags. I'm ironic. Let's see who goes first, me or the bag? It's a fucking jewel, mate. Don't get me wrong, I think they're a good idea. You know, I just think they don't go the right way about it. They're not selling them to us in the right way. Because the current system, they sort of shame you into it, don't they? The checkout girl pulls out the carrier bags, looks at you in disgust. Like she's pulling other women's knickers out of her husband's glove box. Maybe I've seen a bit too much into that look. She just might hate her job. I've got new glasses as well, which I'm very pleased with. Yeah, I'm in a Specsavers. Yeah. This wasn't my idea. Someone suggested it to me. I thought it was very rude of them, since I'd just fallen in the river. Should have got Specsavers, mate. You don't even know if I can swim. Because that's how I swim, upright and camp. Now, I like wearing glasses. People say to me, why don't you get that laser operation on the eye? And I don't want to do that for two reasons. Firstly, because I know that out there somewhere is an eye surgeon who's a bit like me, you know, a bit slapdash. Bit of a bodger, you know. Got through all the exams somehow, kept his head down, nobody ever really noticed. and now he's operating on my eye with a laser beam. Do you reckon that's enough? Do you reckon that it's it? Yeah, a bit more. Can't hurt, can it? Oh, shit, that's too much, isn't it? Whoa, 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 whoa. Ooh, I'll tell you what, when he wakes up, tell him it's free. But also, apparently, when you have it done, you can smell your own eye burning. I've never liked that smell. It's right up there with dry roasted peanuts for me. Like, whoa, whoa. But also, what I like about wearing glasses is any time I want, I can do this, right? And the world's a completely different place, isn't it? It's a sort of fuzzy, soft-focused, dreamy landscape. But nothing really bad can happen. Normal people have to take drugs to feel like this. They really do. With my glasses off, I'll drive through gaps I wouldn't dream of with them on. But it's fine when I take my glasses off, that's fine. It's when other people want to try your glasses on. We've got a couple of glasses wearers here, you two here. Have you noticed this? You know when people ask to try your glasses on, yeah? They never wait to be handed them, do they? Like, never. Anyone says, can I try your glasses on? They don't wait for you to give them. They just whip them off your face, don't they? It's so rude. They just, like, whip them off your face. You go, oh, thanks very much, I'm blind, thank you. Then, right, what they do is they put them on, and they go, ha, 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 ha! How do you see through these? And basically, they just laugh in your face. You're fucking blind, aren't you? It's so rude. You wouldn't got someone in a wheelchair, would you? Go, let's have a go in that, mate.
How'd you get about it this thing?
I was accused of being rude the other day. I got accused of being rude. I was on a train and offered this woman my seat, and she got very, very upset. She said, I'm not pregnant. I said, yeah, I know, but lose a bit of weight. Who knows what might happen? I didn't really say that, I didn't. It's really pathetic what I said. I went, oh, sorry. And then I was walking down the carriage and I said to myself, why am I apologising? I was trying to be nice. So I just went, fuck off. Yeah. I was on fire. Ah, cut myself. They are, because larger people are quite sensitive, aren't they? They are very, very sensitive, to be careful. I've got quite a few fat friends, or two, seems like more. And and I love them dearly. I'm very, very fond of them. But they've got this double standards, haven't they? Because it's fine for them to make jokes about their weight. They make loads of jokes about their size, like little self-deprecating comments like, oh, don't leave all the food with me. I'm exaggerating a bit, obviously, but I'll eat the bloody lot. Any more of these stairs, I'll have a cardiac arrest. But that's fine, right? But as soon as I make a little comment, you know, about maybe where we should all sit on the boat, they get upset, you know? I suppose that's the thing about fat people, though, isn't it? They want to have their cake and eat it, don't they? That's right. One of the things I wanted to talk about in the show tonight, I want to talk about the credit crunch, is one of the things I want to talk about. Not what happened, particularly, I just want to talk about the phrase. It interests me as a phrase, because it's one of those phrases, and there's a lot of them about these days, that make something sound much better than it is, isn't it? Credit crunch sounds much better than recession, doesn't it? Global financial meltdown. You know, it sounds all right, credit crunch, doesn't it? It's like a breakfast bar or something. And there's loads of these phrases and words around which make things sound much better than they are, don't they? For example, cottaging. That sounds... that sounds like a village festival, doesn't it? Where they put a waistcoat on a ferret and he runs through the village. Whichever house he stops at, they get a free ham, you know? If you didn't know what it was and someone said, we're going cottaging, you'd be tempted to go, yeah, I'll come, that sounds all right, yeah. Do I need wellies? Yeah, definitely, yeah. I'd call that the bare minimum, mate. comfort zone. You hear that one a lot. People say, I was out of my comfort zone there. Didn't really feel like I was in my comfort zone. And what they mean by that is, I'm shit at this. But they don't. They go, I was out of my comfort zone. You know? In my opinion, the only time you should use that phrase in a sentence is if you've done something like maybe put a panda, yeah, on a roller coaster. You see, I think Chi-Chi was out of his comfort zone on Nemesis 2 at Alton Towers. He wasn't. He didn't like the double corkscrew. Oh, no. Tell you the truth, he didn't like the drive up there. In fact, he hated it. And lucky, good job it was a hire car. He slashed the roof. Hated queuing. Hated it, you know, because they don't queue in the wild. No. They just do what the fuck they want. If it wasn't for the big bag of Revels, we'd never got him on the ride. Now, the reason I don't like those shows like X Factor and Britain's Got Talent is the way they revel in the elimination process, the getting rid of. You know, it's all about the shedding of people. And it reminds me of school. You know, used to pick football teams at school, and you'd all line up, and there'd be two captains, and they'd start calling the names out. And it'd always be the same at the end. There'd be me and a girl with a built-up shoe. I'd hear that dreaded sound. Eleanor. Oh. And if you're last, they don't even call your name out. They just go, come on then. EasyJet. That's a bit misleading, isn't it? EasyJet. That's. I mean, even I book a flight on EasyJet, I just think to myself, we might be getting on a plane. We might not. It's more like bingo, really, isn't it? I do. Every time I get to the checkout, it's just chaos, people flying everywhere, panicking, loads of women in pink fucking Stetsons. You think, oh, it's just... I say, I don't know. I feel like a veal car for the chance. That's all I feel like. I might get out of this place. I might not. I don't know. It's not as bad as Ryanair. They're the worst because they're always trying to save money, aren't they? So he's always trying to cut costs. You know, he's going to have passengers. He wants passengers standing up on planes. That's what he wants now. And also he wants to get rid of the co-pilot. So you just have one pilot on a flight, as if to say, he'll be all right. You know the guy who runs Ryanair? Yeah, I've worked out what he's doing. Basically what he's doing, he's playing kaplunk with airline safety, isn't he? Let's take this out. Oh, still works. Oh. Oh, shit.